Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
The Lord's disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples to pray. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Welcome to our study of the subject of prayer. The very statement to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray, by his disciples, helps us to realize that prayer is a learned trait. To pray correctly, to pray in a way that will glorify and please God, is something I've got to learn. And of course, the place that I learn that from is the Scripture. And so when we think about prayer, let's understand that prayer is a learned trait. It's a very important thing in the Christian life, but it's something I've got to learn to do correctly. You know, when we think about prayer itself, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, that we are to pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. Prayer ought to be a very active part of the Christian life, and there ought never to be a time when we can't pray to God. For example, look at the life of Jesus himself. After Jesus had fed the multitudes, in Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, the Bible says that Jesus departed, went up on the mountain by himself, and prayed. Jesus needed time in prayer, just like we do today. In the garden, in Matthew 26, verse 53, Jesus said to his disciples, you stay here while I go over there and pray. And Jesus fell down on the ground and prayed to the Father. I think of the example of Mark 1. The Bible says in verse 35, in the morning, a great while before daylight, he departed to a solitary place and there prayed. And so as we think about prayer, yes, it's important, yes, it's powerful, but to do it in a way that pleases God, we must be taught how to pray. It's not something I'm born with, some innate sense of how to pray. I learn from Scripture, from the Word of God, how to pray acceptably, what things ought to pray for, what are the attitudes and the mindsets that ought to have. And so in this series of lessons, we're going to examine those things. But first and foremost, let's realize the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man overcomes much. James 5:16. As we study this subject, may each of us be encouraged to be a people of prayer that will please God.
And to God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.